This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Summer of Love, where we play back some of our all-time favorite War of the Roses.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
My longtime boyfriend finally asked me to marry him. The wedding is now less than a year away, and we're in the middle of planning, and I need my fiancé to be there for me. He used to be so loving and so caring, and now I feel like he's hardly there for me, almost like he's backing away from the whole marriage. So I don't know if he's got just cold feet or is he cheating? Like, I just don't know, but there's definitely something really weird going on.
We're going to keep you on the line, but we need you to be really quiet, okay?
Okay.
And then Kennedy is going to pretend to be somebody at a cell phone company, offer him up a dozen red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to. So be real quiet.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with John?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, John. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I want to preface this first by saying this isn't a sales call. I'm calling from our customer service department. It isn't a bill or anything like that. We're just calling to thank you for being such a loyal customer. And we'd like to do that by offering you a dozen red roses free of charge. And we're going to go ahead and deliver those anywhere in the continental United States. How does that sound for you?
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. I need to begin with the name and the card. So first of all, just give me the name of the person you'd like for us to deliver these roses to.
Go ahead and send it to Sharon.
And now I just need the message for the card.
Go ahead and put, you represent what a friend is and maybe even more.
What? John, what? I can't believe this. Hello? Like, you have a fiancé. You're not going to send him to me?
What's this all about, man?
Well, that's what we wanted to know. You know, it seems that your fiance Alex was having some doubts about your engagement.
Who is Sharon?
Sharon is just a friend of mine. I've been close with her for a long time, and we've just been talking a lot. She's kind of somebody that I just kind of go to with my problems and get advice from. And it's there's nothing there.
Oh my God. Okay, what advice could you possibly get from her that you can't get from me?
Just like with the wedding and stuff, you know, I between like the flowers and the tux and the hotels and the reservations and stuff like that, it's like it was just this small little wedding and now it's grown into inviting everybody in Massachusetts, and it's like it's just so much to take in, and I didn't want to scare you. It's just a lot going on.
Okay. Wow.
John, can you hang on a second? Can we put John on hold? Alex, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you?
Well,
do you believe what he's saying?
I fully believe it. I fully believe that he's turning to somebody else instead of me. So I think I need to take care of some things if plans have changed. I'm going to have to call my father and get everything straightened out. I'm going to have to cancel the reception venue.
Well, maybe it is just a friendship with him. I mean, granted, he should be talking to you. I'm going to, you know, side on that. But, I mean, do you want to find out where his head is at right now?
yeah.
Let's check back with him.
Did he stay on? Is he still there? Hold on. John, are you still there?
Yeah.
So, John, are you still with us or you still with her?
Yeah. I still want to get married. This is totally looks horrible, but it's not what it seems.
But, dude, these were red roses. And you said, what did he say? He said something about you represent what a friend is for, and like maybe even more.
You're not just a friend. You're a confidant. So like, so I said maybe even more. I don't mean all those other things. I just mean somebody that I can talk with and say things without feel like I'm going to, you know, upset anybody.
I thought that was supposed to be me.
Baby, it is you. I promise. I love you. And it's not like that. I want to get off the radio and just talk with you and tell you how much I love you.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys go and you can talk off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Alex. Bye, John.
Bye.
Oh, my.
Leave it or don't.
No way in hell.
Seriously?
That guy is lying.
Really?
Dude, he said, and even more.
I know. I just want to believe
him. Oh, baby, I love you.
I just want to believe him.
It was just a friend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.